ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
さくらです。
Peter here, newbie lesson number 20. Sakura-san, today we're going to find out where she is.
はい。
Now, what's interesting about today's lesson, at first, we're going to be using informal Japanese. Now, since you're new to the language, we'll go over this over and over again. There are many politeness levels. Getting used to which one you should speak in is very important, right, Sakura-san?
Yes.
The lesson starts out with the husband and wife talking. So, Sakura-san, what kind of Japanese are we going to use here?
Informal.
And this is used inside your circle. Now, when we say circle, we refer to people with whom you have an intimate relationship.
Mm.
And, of course, married couples, very informal.
Right.
Now, this type of Japanese is friends or classmates, co-workers who you have a good relationship with, good friends.
Right.
The second part is a conversation between two people who are not so intimate. So what kind of Japanese will we be using?
Polite.
So please pay attention not only to the Japanese, but also to the politeness level.Now, a lot of this Japanese we covered last week. There's going to be lots of new things in here, but a lot we covered last week. With that said, let's get into today's lesson. Here we go.
わかった。
なに？教えて。
もしもし、高橋ですが、すみません。娘の高橋智子はそちらにいますか？
高橋様、どうもこんばんは。智子ちゃんはいますよ。
よかったです。図書館は何時までですか？
11時までです。
はい、ありがとうございます。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。わかった。
何？教えて。
もしもし、高橋ですが、すみません。娘の高橋智子はそちらにいますか？
高橋様、どうも、こんばんは。智子ちゃんはいますよ。
よかったです。図書館は何時までですか？
11時までです。
はい、ありがとうございます。次は英語が入ります。わかった。
I got it.
何？教えて。
What? Tell me.
もしもし、高橋ですが、すみません。娘の高橋智子はそちらにいますか？
Hello, this is Takahashi. Excuse me, but is my daughter Tomoko Takahashi there?
Takahashi 様、どうもこんばんは。Tomoko ちゃんはいますよ。
Mr. Takahashi, good evening. Tomoko is here.
よかったです。図書館は何時までですか？
That's good. How late is the library open?
11時までです。
Until 11 o'clock.
はい、ありがとうございます。
I see. Thank you very much.
Sakura-san, what did you think?
There she was.
There she was. What a good daughter.
ね。
Right? Unlike myself, I could. And 11 o'clock for the library.
素晴らしい。But would you call the library?
All right, so we twisted it a bit.
Okay.
Let's go over a few things about the library. Now, normally, are libraries open till 11 p.m.?
If it was school library, are open quite late.
Yeah, universities.
Yes.
So this is okay. What about a regular library?
They close at like 7 or 8.
Yeah, sometimes even earlier, around 6. So this is kind of, so we can tell from this conversation, from the context that she's in college.
Right.
One more thing I want to point out about the library, and I think I pointed this out earlier. Mm. Now, when the library starts to close down, they play a very interesting song.
Ah.
Most libraries, at least the public ones that I've been to.
Yes.
What's that song?
Hotaru no Hikari?
Yes.
Ah, also in restaurants and other places as well.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
The Get Out Now music.
Yes, yes.
But it's so
yes.
gentle.
Old Lang Syne, eh?
That's the one.
Mm.
So for some reason, when I think of libraries, I think of this. We should have actually had the music going in the background. That would have been nice.
You were studying late ってことね。
No, showing up late.
Oh.
All right, so what we're going to do now is go over this vocab really quick. Then what we're going to do is take a look at the conversation because there's some interesting things in there. Sakura-san, first word, vocab word.
教える.
To teach, to inform.
教える.
Next we have?
娘.
Daughter.
娘.
And what about son?
息子. 息子. 息子.
Now this is referring to your own children.
Mm.
If you want to refer to someone else's children, would you say, oh, you're 息子 or 娘?
No.
What would you say?
娘さん、息子さん。
Yes, when referring to someone else's children, you want to make sure to attach the suffix san,
san
to make it very polite.
Yes.
We'll get into more of this later, but again, something we just wanted to touch on now.
Mm.
Then we have?
何時まで?
Until when?
何時まで? 何時まで?
And we're going to take a closer look at this inside the dialogue. Next we have?
図書館.
Library.
図書館. 図書館.
Now let's take a look at this conversation. And one of the reasons for doing so is we want to take a look at that difference between informal and formal. Now we start out with informal. Husband and wife talking. Sakura-san, what do we have first?
わかった.
This is informal. I got it. This is actually the informal version of
わかりました.
I understand. If this was a formal situation, if you're in the classroom speaking with your professor or your teacher and you understand what is said, you would say
わかりました.
Very polite. But if it's among friends and intimate friends, you would say
わかった.
Here they're brainstorming. Where is our daughter? Where is our daughter? And then it comes to them. Well, it comes to him. わかった. I got it. She comes back with
何?教えて?
What? Tell me. Now, all informal here. 何 is short for
何ですか?
But in informal situations, it's 何? Like, what's wrong? Is something the matter? What? Tell me. 教えて. Now, this is the te form of
教える.
To teach, to inform. The polite Japanese would be
教えてください.
So if you want your professor to tell you something, you would say
教えてください.
But if you want a friend to tell you something, you would say
教えて.
The literal translation is teach me, inform me. But please think of this as tell me. Now, one of the most common mistakes Japanese people make in English is saying, teach me your phone number or teach me something. What they're doing is literally translating this word. And what they want to say is tell me. So when you're using this word, please use it as tell me.
Right.
Tell me your phone number.
Good point.
Yeah. Now, the answer is whether you'll get what you want, that's another story. Okay. Then we move on to the polite Japanese.
もしもし。高橋ですが、すみません。
Standard telephone greeting. Hello? On the telephone is?
もしもし。
And not just hello, it's used to acknowledge that someone else's presence is on the line. Then it's the last name, Takahashi, followed by?
ですが。
We have the des, polite form of the copula, and the ga. Then we have?
すみません。
Excuse me. This is followed by?
娘の高橋智子はそちらにいますか?
Is my daughter Tomoko Takahashi there? Now let's take a quick look at this. First we have
娘
daughter, followed by
の
which is the possessive, daughters, followed by
高橋 Tomoko.
Last name, first name, Takahashi Tomoko. So literally, daughters or daughter of Takahashi Tomoko. But Sakura-san, help us out here. Whose daughter is it?
The speaker.
So why did he say 娘の Takahashi Tomoko?
If you want to introduce somebody like your wife, your daughter, your son, you would say 娘の somebody or a friend 友達の somebody.
So it's a set pattern.
Yes.
It's their relation、to you followed by no、and then their name.
Right.
So this is a set pattern when talking about intimate people. And in this case, he wants to find out about his daughter. So 娘の Takahashi Tomoko.、This is followed by
wa.
Topic marking particle.
そちら
That area.
に
Particle marking the position of Tomoko.
いますか
Polite form of the verb iru, which is to exist for animate things、used with people. So iru becomes imasu. And then, of course, we have the question marking particle ka.、So literally we have daughters Takahashi Tomoko.There is,、is my daughter Tomoko Takahashi there?
Yes.
Then we have
Takahashi-sama, domo konbanwa.
Greeting between the two speakers. So judging by this greeting, Mr. Takahashi, hello, good evening. Would you say that they've spoken before?
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes.
How could you tell this?
そっか。Because she says, domo.
Which is a way of saying hello. And to someone who you've met before. Here we have the most polite suffix, sama, followed by hello, domo, konbanwa, good evening. This is followed by,
Tomoko-chan wa imasu yo.
Tomoko is here. Now, the suffix chan, what kind of relationship does the speaker and Tomoko have? Judging by the phone call too?
She knows Tomoko.
Yeah.How much time would you say Tomoko spends in the library?
Maybe often.
Yeah, she's there a lot.、So that's why the dad called. That's why, Tomoko-chan. You know,、they have a good relationship.、This is followed by?
よかったです。
That's good. Here we have the past tense of yoi, the adjective yoi, meaning、good. Now, the conjugation is a bit beyond the scope of this lesson, but this is a phrase you're going to need.Because if you hear some good news or something's good, you'll definitely want to say,
よかった
Yes, informally or polite.
よかったです。
Then we have,
図書館は何時までですか?
Literally, we start with,
図書館は
Library and the topic marking particle.
何時まで
What time until?
ですか?
Is it? Library, what time until is it?How late is the library open? Now we have to translate and see what's inferred there. What time is the library open until? You can ask this when you go to stores and different things. 何時までですか?
Yes.
Until what time is it?、Literally, but what time are you open until?、This is followed by the answer.
11時までです。
11 until. It is, literally.、11時 11 までUntil. Yes, it is.、11 until it is, but of course, until 11. Followed by?
はい、ありがとうございます。
Yes, thank you. All right, we ran a little long today, but yes, inside the PDF, much more to kind of bring it all together.、Also, the Learning Center has so many tools to really reinforce what you learn here.、Now, we found her, and we found her in a really good situation.
よかったです。
There it is.
Yeah.
Sakura-san, what a pleasure to do the lesson with you today. All right, we will be back tomorrow.
また明日ね。
See you tomorrow.
わかった。
何?教えて。
もしもし、高橋ですが、すみません。娘の高橋智子はそちらにいますか?
高橋様、どうもこんばんは。智子ちゃんはいますよ。
よかったです。図書館は何時までですか?
11時までです。
はい、ありがとうございます。